Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on the Score.
The taxpayer should not be left on the hook for the debt that came from building Soldier Field. It is a private business, $9 billion business, with wealthy owners, private owners, I might add. And when companies come to the state of Illinois, all the time, private or public companies, they come to the state of Illinois and they want help to grow or build something new and big. We help. We help them with infrastructure. We help them in a lot of different ways. And I'm for that. We should help private businesses and public businesses grow in the state of Illinois. What I'm not for is that we're responsible for building your factory or we're responsible for building your new headquarters. We're not.
The governor of the state of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, talking about the Bears and their continued search for money and funding and a place to build something or other. Parachutes does a great job on politics. Parrots on Politics on Fox 32. He's nice enough to walk across the street because their studio is literally across the street from ours and hang out with us because he's a P1 listener. He knows that we love watching him. Paris, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Always great to be here. Usually I'm tempted to call in after a Bears game and be, you know, the anonymous Joe Blow caller angry at what Caleb Williams did, but this is better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You could be Paris from across the street.
I'll just be Paris from across the street.
Yeah, I think that'd be a
Paris
good thing.
Paris from the new east side. The new east
That's
side.
That's right, you got options. We thought of you today because as the Bears are scuffling and struggling to get any sort of traction with the state government, Chicago has stepped up as an entity led by Cam Buckner, the representative, in like bringing up these understandable, you know, holding points, these blockages for the conversation.
Right.
This from Cranes today. The Bears offered $25 million as a payment to benefit Chicago as the team seeks to soften opposition to legislation, aiding their move to Arlington Heights. So is this the old Chicago way? This is just a straight up payoff. Is this even legal?
It sounds like legalized bribery. Yeah. I mean, it is the Chicago way. The Bears are learning that you got to pay to play here. I mean, it's a little different because they're asking for taxpayer help to build their stadium in Arlington Heights. They've been at this for 2 years. They asked for $900 million, you know, directly for a stadium in Chicago. That wasn't going to fly. So now their ask is for this legislation that would allow them to save money on their property taxes, essentially. And then they want about $855 million for infrastructure, which the state, typically states do provide help for infrastructure around big projects. So the state, especially lawmakers like Cam Buckner from Chicago, are saying, so why are we going to help you out to leave Chicago, leave this massive debt at Soldier Field? Because, you know, those that remember the renovation of Soldier Field 20 some odd years ago, we still have $500 million in debt to pay on that. So what Governor Pritzker said is like, fine, we'll help you with your legislation, but why don't you think about paying off that $500 million in debt? They don't have to. The Bears don't have to do that. They don't owe that debt. You know, that's all taxpayer debt. The Sports Facility Authority through the hotel tax. Anyway,
is so, $25 million even anything?
No, and I'll read a response I got from Cam Buckner. He said, the Bears' offer isn't just inadequate, it's disrespectful. It reflects a longer pattern of tone deafness from this franchise when it comes to its relationship with the city that made it. We're talking about a franchise valued at nearly $10 billion offering scraps to the city of Chicago. He goes on to talk about how Cleveland... Now, the Browns are offering $100 million to the city as they move to the suburbs for a new stadium. So maybe it's a negotiation. Pritzker started with $500 million. They come back at $25 million. You know, maybe they'll settle on $100 million here. But still, it's a gauntlet for the Bears to get what they want. And I think it reflects just a lack of strategy for 2 years. Yeah. People in Springfield have all said they're not here. They're not lobbying. George McCaskey's not here.
Paris, that's the part that I can't quite figure out, that throughout this time that the Bears have known that they wanted to do something new. And this is, I know that you talk to people, I've talked to people about this. How did they not understand that the political game that they were going to play needed to actually be played? Like, they needed to go to Springfield. They needed to talk to people who aren't just representatives of Chicago.
Right. And they, I think the first mistake was getting close with Mayor Johnson and kind of shutting out the state leaders. It wasn't Mayor Johnson that could help you. It was the state that you needed help from. So you needed to get close to Pritzker and the legislative. Whether you like this process or not, it does sound kind of ugly and unsleeping, but that's the process. And the other part of the game is leverage. And the Bears had showed no leverage throughout this whole thing, which is why the state at this point, Cam Buckner and company, they're almost kind of abusing the Bears here. They're not only not giving them what they want, but they're shaking them down, basically.
They're
for
making
money.
Them pay a tax.
They're making them pay a tax, yeah. And so it's like the Bears could have said, well, we're looking at Northwest Indiana. The governor of Indiana wants them to come to Northwest Indiana. They've set up a commission there where they might give them more of what they want. But they didn't do that. And you know, the Bears are a Chicago treasure. What would it look like if they went to Northwest Indiana? But
that's not the point.
Not the point.
Because the point is to use that stuff if this is the game you want to play.
Right.
You know, like even the Cubs were never going to leave Wrigley, but they had a dalliance with Rosemont.
They sure did.
So and you got to be willing to do that stuff. I don't think that the White Sox were ever going to go to Florida back in the day.
I'm not sure about that.
Maybe they were. Okay, but anyway, the point is the Bears didn't play the game. Do you think that if they had played that game and been gangsters and threatened Northwest Indiana and done it perfectly,
yes,
that in this climate they would have gotten more?
Yeah, yeah. And I can guarantee you if they had teamed up with Jerry Reinsdorf and said, you know what, we're going to build two separate stadiums that will be on two sites, but the financing mechanism will be the same. One financing mechanism to help build two stadiums, lawmakers would have listened, because that's a huge economic development. That's lots of construction projects.
So the Bears missed their chance by not hooking up with Jerry.
They separated themselves from that process almost immediately.
Instead, like, they competed against each other, and that was a huge mistake.
And they thought of it as a race to Springfield, even though they weren't actually going to Springfield, which is something that Jerry Reinsdorf did. He actually went down there.
No, you're exactly right, because Jerry knows how to play that game. Jerry has historically played the game, and the game has changed. That's why we're talking about it. But it definitely felt like a race. I remember we talked about it like a race because only one person could get it. But if they had combined and said, look what they do in Kansas City where the ballparks are next to each other.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
But not even that. It was just if they could combine the financing, they might have extended the tax that helped build whatever it's called.
The tourism tax.
Yeah. The rate. That built the rate and that renovated Soldier Field. It's the hotel tourism tax. The lawmakers would have been amenable to extending that tax for a big project like this. Two stadiums.
What if they had done the 78 for the White Sox and Lakefront for the Bears if that's what they really wanted and combined those with funding?
I think there was a pathway for that, but the Lakefront, you have to get past the Lakefront Protection Ordinance. You remember Friends of the Parks, the Lucas Museum. George Lucas has a PTSD from dealing with Friends of the Parks, and they were going to come back and try to block any kind of lakefront stadium.
So it could have been the U.S. Steel spot or the Michael Reese spot.
Or 87th Street, which they didn't even explore. And there might have been money for them to go down there.
Michael Reese, lawmakers were very interested in, I can tell you that. But the Bears always said that the site wasn't big enough. It wasn't feasible. They would have had to spend hundreds of millions to relocate train tracks.
And Lawrence is concerned about what might be underneath the ground.
I'm very concerned about what might be underground there for a good reason. But that's neither here nor there, at least not yet. I was at the University of Chicago last week, and I was speaking on stadiums, and they're doing a really cool thing at the Harris Policy School and trying to figure out how to make something like this work. So I threw up a map, a heat map. Vivid Sports did this. Vivid Seats did this. On the counties and who they're a fan of. And I blew up Illinois to just kind of explain to people that, the majority of people who live in Chicagoland are Bears fans. But once you get south of I-80, there's all sorts of fandoms and fan bases that don't, the Bears don't resonate necessarily.
Right.
If you're a representative from Charleston, for example, are you more likely to be a Bears fan or a Colts fan? And I feel like that's stuff that the Bears didn't kind of keep in mind, that they thought that Chicago was all that they needed. And they're a bunch of people. They're old.
But they didn't even try to get the Chicago legislators. You know, they thought everyone, we're the Bears. And so, and now you've got the fall veto session. Lawmakers are down there today. It ends today. Kevin Warren said, well, we're going to get this legislation on our property tax certainty in the fall veto session. They're about to adjourn. They never even mentioned the word Bears. And that was never going to happen.
So they've blown their chance in the regular session and now this short fall veto session.
Right.
So,
so what are their options now?
They wait till next year. and hope that that Governor Pritzker has started to say like he's open to this to this legislation, and if he tells lawmakers, you know what, go ahead and vote for it, then they will. But like he said, he wants them to spend $500 million to pay off all that debt on Soldier Field, because if the Bears move, they do have a penalty they have to pay for breaking their lease, something like $87 million. But they don't owe that debt. The city owes that. The state owes that. And so if the Bears actually pay that debt, then the governor will give them whatever they want. But the Bears don't want to pay. They came back with $25 million.
But as you say, this could be setting up as a negotiation where the governor is basically saying, I want $500. The Bears start at $25, which that's an incredible text that you got from Cam Buckner.
Yeah.
You know, calling that. What did he call the $25 million?
Disrespectful. He said, not only is it inadequate, it's disrespectful. And it reflects a longer pattern of tone deafness. And I have talked to lawmakers, said, why isn't George McCaskey here himself? He's the guy.
Because they outsourced it to Kevin. They hired Kevin to do this so they wouldn't have to.
And I think there have been mistakes and a lack of understanding the political environment in Illinois, whereas maybe in Minnesota it was different. Maybe you had to cozy up with the mayor and the city more than here, where you had to cozy up with the state.
Paris, I keep trying to explain this to people, that the politics here, it's very local. And the type of politics that's aldermanic is very different from the type of politics that you're going to deal with at the state house. And then what the governor has believed and is run on, and what I think eventually will be part of his platform as a presidential candidate, where it's no private money for public enterprise. And not understanding that ecosystem to me is crazy. Now, and I know that there have been people who have been working with the Bears trying to explain to them that this is how this works, and somehow they haven't gotten the message.
No, and they point to the Ricketts. I mean, the Ricketts tried, this was what, 10 years ago now, where they tried to get public money, and it was Rahm Emanuel shut them down. So they got other goodies. Yeah. They got to extend Waveland and Sheffield.
That's an important thing. They
got lucrative.
They got opportunities to extend the way they wanted to and build stuff around there they wanted to. And they got some tax breaks on the back end.
Right.
They got some tax breaks on the back end for making their own initial investment. So that's another way this could go.
Yeah, they you know, and I know that there were advisors telling them, look at what the Ricketts did as a template for what you wanted. Don't just ask for money. Remember, Kevin Warren straight up asked for something like $900 million just for the stadium.
And the thing that the Cubs have over them is that the Cubs can say, we are the number one tourism destination in the state. They've got the actual facts to back that up.
And they have more games.
Right? We're moving people through those turnstiles. We're bringing money into the state and into the city. The Bears can't say that on the same level.
No, not at all. They can talk about it with prestige and importance and reputation, but they don't actually have the hard data to back it up.
But now they've changed their messaging way late in the game to say, hey, this Arlington Heights Stadium will benefit Chicago. It'll be hotel revenue. Where are they going to stay? When they come from out of town, they're going to stay in Chicago, not Arlington Heights. I don't know about that. I mean, I would think that's a big plot of land. They could build some hotels.
We are going to build them a hotel right next to the stadium.
Yeah, we're going to make it so that they don't have to go to the city.
But they could.
And quite honestly, like if we're keeping it a buck, it's probably easier. If you're coming into Chicago and you're flying into O'Hare, it's easier for you to go to Arlington Heights.
10 minutes away.
And here's the thing. Whatever they build out there, like I still have tons of baseball fans and Cub fans from out of town who come into town and they stay at Hotel Zachary if they're going to do a weekend at Wrigley.
Sure.
And they pay whatever they got to pay.
Right.
And they make it happen because it's special to be at the place and across from the ballpark.
And if you're the Bears and you need revenue and you've got that giant plot of land, of course you're going to build that kind of stuff out there and you're going to want state help for it.
I still think that that was the mistake, because that is the thing that if you're Kevin Warren and you walk in with nothing, then you can say Naperville, you know, Mokena, Northwest Indiana. Then you can do the bidding thing. But once you've got the plot of land, the incentives are like, well, you guys spent a lot of money on that to not do anything with it.
And that's so interesting, because when he was brought in, I believe that he wasn't just, you know, pitching Chicago for leverage. I think he wanted this. He thought it was the best situation for the organization to be downtown, to have the skyline
and
in the shot.
He fell in love with it.
And he fell in love with it. I think that's all real. And then at the end of the day, he had no other option. But you're right. They already had that land purchased. And it feels like McCaskey, when hiring Warren, didn't ask him, like, look, I want to give you this job, but we're going to Arlington Heights.
So when New Year's Eve comes and he hasn't broken ground, does he, and he says, well, does it matter? Does it matter that he says, well, we have new information, we've had to pivot? Has he blown anything in terms of the X's and O's of how this stuff goes? Public opinion a little, but
because he promised he'd break ground before the end of the year and he'd get this legislation. He can break ground. They don't need the legislation. They want the legislation. They can build the stadium, and the governor said this a million times. They can do whatever they want. They've got the land.
You think they still will break ground?
They might do a ceremonial moving of dirt.
This is what we talked about.
That's about it. They'll take the shovel. They'll move a little dirt, you know. They'll find an old horseshoe in it. But nothing is going in the ground this year. Okay,
this is the shovel that George Halas used himself in.
It's orange and blue.
Yes, my goal still remains to be able to, you know, to move dirt around in 2025, which is important.
Virginia planted rutabagas in the family garden using this exact shovel.
Right.
Something like that.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. Fall veto session is over, and they could choose to just build the thing and not ask for the tax certainty or ask for it down the road. But it just doesn't seem like that's the route they want to go. So I don't. This gauntlet is the Chicago lawmakers that do not want to give them tax money to leave Soldier Field and leave that massive debt there. So I think it'll be interesting to see if a negotiation happens here, and they settle on a number that's bigger than $25 million.
Paris, this was great and always informative. Thank you so
love
much
you guys.
For stopping by, man.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
In 2013, two brutal murders left the city of Davis, California, paralyzed in fear.
The victims were an elderly couple. It was up close and personal.
I'm 48 Hours correspondent Erin Moriarty. I thought I had seen it all until I encountered the mastermind behind those murders.
I think the word is psychotic.
This is 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders. Follow and listen to 15 Inside the Daniel Marsh Murders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.